Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Twenty-two minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now from CSURams.com, the man himself, Mike Brohard. Mike, my friend, I know you wanted to know what was going on with Jaden. It sounds like there's not a whole lot to tell. I was thinking he was going to be out Monday. I'm prepared for him to be out with his jury duty situation. And he just showed up at like 10 o'clock, like always, or 11 o'clock, whenever it was. So I was bummed we didn't get the full jury duty experience for him.
No, I mean, I had to check in with him right away just to find out how it went. And he says the same thing that happened to me. You know, you kind of show up, they put you on the side, and then they shoo you away. So, bummer for him. I mean, he didn't even get the chance to say, you know, hey, I'm Jaden. I work for the award-winning Hull Show or a major news organization in Northern Colorado. He didn't even get a fluff up his chest.
They might have kicked him out for that right there, with as long as he connects the Hull Show thing, right?
No, they'd have looked at him and they would have said, oh, no, we can't have a journalist doing this.
Yeah. Mike, appreciate you, man. I got a lot to pick your brain on for sure. I wasn't able to get out there Saturday with that first scrimmage, but I really wanted to get your thoughts. Obviously, the big thing that's going around, I'm on CSURams.com and I'm getting that amazing end zone catch there and this Clay Millen absolute beauty of a pass. So everybody's talking about that. That's a great thing. When you just have one play, everybody's going crazy about it all over social media.
It's what generates excitement. The nice thing about that, if you're a member of the CSU coaching staff, you have Mel Kwan runs a great route, obviously makes a phenomenal catch. Clay Millen throws a perfect dime of a pass. But Tywan Francis is beautiful coverage on that play. So everything you want as a coach is being done right. It's just one of those things where Mel Kwan made a play on the ball. It was sensational. And you generate some juice.
Yeah, it's a beauty of a picture. And I was seeing the videos online. You get the official in there, too. I mean, it was cool. And I think, you know, again, having fans talk about that is such a big deal. And I know there's so much more and so many things that go into spring ball and building a football team. But when you can give fans that kind of stuff after, you know, let's face it, after what we saw the last couple of years, it just seems like it's a breath of fresh air for everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's something new. It's the shiny new toy underneath the Christmas tree. Everybody's loving it. I mean, you can go back and you're thinking of, hey, can these guys start breaking Garrett Grayson's records? Can these receivers start putting their name along a Michael Gallup, a Rashard Higgins, Preston Williams, you know, Ola B.C. Johnson? You got all these guys that have just gone on to the NFL. Wide receiver U, it's all back. It's fun. It's shiny. It's new. And they're going to sling it. And they showed they're going to sling it a lot.
We're talking to Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. All right, so what you've seen, you've been out there all the time, Mike, seeing Clay Millen. That's the one, you know, we always talk about the quarterback. Again, there's not taken away from all these other great players because I'm sure, obviously, the wide receivers are going to be killing it. We're excited to see what this offensive line can do, but everyone's asking about that quarterback. Clay Millen sure seems like the guy. How good do you think this guy's going to be, even into this coming up on this first full year playing?
You know, and that's the fun thing, and I think people have to keep that in mind. So Clay obviously has all the physical tools. I'm working on a story today. I was talking to Matt Mummy, who told me he's ahead of where Carson Strong was at this point in their careers. Now, you got to remember, everybody remembers who Carson Strong was as a senior. Clay Millen's going to be a redshirt freshman. This is the first time he's had since high school. He's been in control of the huddle. He's got to be the guy that everybody looks at. We're not just talking about the other 10 guys in the huddle. It's everybody on the sidelines. They got to believe that he's the guy. And so far, I think he's done that really, really well. And he feels really comfortable in that role. But, again, redshirt freshman, give him some time. He's going to make some mistakes. It's just natural. You're just going to. But he's doing everything right now, and that's what has people excited.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, any quarterback, we'd be silly to just assume, man, it's going to be perfection next year. But I think you look at a guy like him and, you know, you hear the coaches talk about him, and it's really hard, especially for me, Mike. You know, I get over the top. I get really excited fast, and it's hard for me not to get really pumped. I cannot wait to see what he's about through the good times and the bad in this entire offense.
Yeah, you're kind of an overreaction guy. You know that?
I tend to do that, you know? I don't know what it is. Just to get excited.
Do you like to jump into the deep end right off the bat?
Oh, all the time, man. When I was a kid, I used to do the shallow thing. But now I'm all deep end. I got to go for it, man. And Clay Mellon, like, this is the deep end. We're going to go deep, you know, all the time, and I'm pumped about it.
Yeah, I mean that's what, you know, Jay Norvella said. He goes, the field is not 100, you know, yards long. It's 120, and they use all 120 of it. The goal is to make the defense defend every blade of grass or turf on that 120 yards, and that puts pressure on them, and that's what they want their quarterback to do.
So what else stood out to you, Mike, on Saturday over the weekend?
I thought it was interesting. Things looked sharp, and so we talked to Jay about that, and that's what he was pleased with. The execution was high, not just from your first guys, but your second and third string guys. He thought the execution was really good. And I know Matt Mummy's been really pleased with his quarterback room and the way they've picked up this offense. He thinks they're doing it faster than he's ever seen, and that leads to, you know, part of one of the reasons this story I'm working on today. It's already done. We're just going to post it later. But they're using virtual reality. So you're seeing at practice, you know, the quarterback behind the play hold up a camera so they can see the whole thing. Well, they can put that in a virtual reality headset, and – they can see everything. They can turn around. They can see the coaches to the right and behind them. They can look down and see where their feet were set. They can see everything in front. The quarterbacks are using it. The offensive line is using a different system, but it's the same concept. Theirs will use voice recognition to where they can get tested. Hey, when a defensive lineman does this, where should your hands be? You know, what's the proper motion? Should you punch? What should you do? They can get it right, and they can use that and grade it. And then if a player is dragging on one certain aspect, they can actually create through film just a basic lesson plan that they can take home, put into the headset, and go through it, you know, and learn that much more. And what they've seen is the accelerated learning curve of this group or those two groups and being able to pick up the system.
Yeah, and I saw some of the offensive line cam too. I thought that was cool because, yeah, it's a study tool for them to use, but they're, you know, you guys are also making it available for fans to see. I know on the website, on the social medias. So to me, I look at that as like, man, you're killing two birds with one stone right there. You're using this to make yourself better, to make your team better. But the fans absolutely love that stuff.
I'll tell you what, I thought it was cool. So Bill Best had me put on the headset. And I was watching a Jacob Gardner play from center, and it was a pulling play. And you can hear him make the line calls and point out the mic and do this and that. And so the coaches can look at it and go, okay, you did call out the right mic or you didn't. And then you're actually, you see it pull. And you go out, and when he gets ready to make contact with the defender, you actually feel like there's going to be some contact being made. It's really cool. It's kind of freaky. But, you know, like the offensive linemen, when they do it, they're supposed to work on their steps. They're supposed to be an active participant. You just hope that nobody goes home and knocks over their TV in the process.
Well, again, I think it's new stuff. It's fun stuff. Like you said, it's a lot of this excitement that's just surrounding the program. And, I mean, this is what you want. It's spring ball right now. Let's build that up before we break and then be ready to rock and roll come fall. So I think, you know, everything's coming together nicely so far, and it's been fun to see. Mike, let's switch gears just a bit. Transfer portal stuff, it's on the basketball side of things, just absolutely crazy trying to keep track of everything. In your mind, a couple of shockers. I mean, Deshaun Thomas transfers. We're going to see him in the Big Sky Conference. UNC fans just love that, I'm sure. But Kendall Moore, I think that was the shocker, right? He says he's coming back, and then he decided, no, changed his mind, and he did enter the transfer portal. So kind of just wanted to get your thoughts there.
Yeah, I don't think that came as a total shock to the coaching staff. It's something that came up in the last couple of weeks. And when they were talking to Kendall, I don't know exact reasons. I mean, I ran into Kendall the other day in the hallway. We didn't talk about that because I hadn't seen the announcement as of yet. So I didn't know to ask him about it. But, you know, he's a young man with a lot of things going on in his life. He's a father. So there can be multiple reasons about why he makes the decision that he does. I mean, he was obviously a great player for Colorado State. They wish him the best in whatever he wants to do, because he made a tremendous impact. I mean, you got to remember, he and Adam Thistlewood, both of them are leaving. You know, that was Nico's first class. They were the ones that helped set the tone to get this thing turned around. So there's a huge, you know, extension of gratitude to everything that they put into this program to help it get to where it is.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that was cool because you did see that kind of sentiment on social media. I mean, no ill will. It was all that kind of stuff, too. And it just goes to show you how special these young men, whether they're playing for the Rams or they're moving on or whatever, really are to this program. That all being said, Mike, you are seeing it. Our poll question today is asking if fans are concerned. And I'm not. Until Nico Medved proves otherwise, I'm never concerned about what this basketball team's doing. There's a lot of kids in the transfer portal still. Look what happened last year with Chandler Jacobs. But I know with David Roddy testing out the NBA draft process there, I would just say this. Fans are maybe a little uneasy at this point.
You mean you are. You're always concerned about everything.
I am. But that's why I have you on, because you got to help me with this, man. You're like my therapist. Talk me through this.
You're asking me to bring the calm. Okay,
yes,
I'm going to bring the calm.
Bring the calm.
Yeah, there's some spots open on this roster. And you also got to remember, they're not looking just for the right fit athletically. They're looking for the right fit culturally. And like you talked about, Kendall leaves, no ill will towards him at all, none whatsoever. They wish him the best. He did everything for this program. That's the kind of guys that you're looking for. You look at Chandler Jacobs when he came in last year. He was the right fit because of the person he was too. So they're going to go ahead and they're going to find players that fit into this culture, fit into the scheme, and they're going to take their time and they're going to do it right because that's what they've been doing.
Talking to Mike Brohard.
Track record, Brady. It's all track record.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, Mike. Again, talking to Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. If it was not Nico Medved, then yeah, maybe I'd be freaking out a little bit more, and you know that. I'll freak out. But with Medved and the staff, it is I will say this. They also bring the calm to me a little bit. So it is because of that staff that I'm going, you know what? I don't know who's out there. I don't know who's on their radar. But until they prove otherwise, I'm kind of thinking we're going to be okay.
Kind of thinking, or see again, you're a worrywart. That's what there is.
I mean, that's true.
How did your wife deal with this all the time?
Oh my goodness, she's happy I'm here right now. Let me just tell you that, you know, gets a break from me through the day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're this constantly concerned about everything, I mean, you gotta wonder.
I am. Right? I mean, I'm concerned all the time, Mike. You know, and I have to do it. Somebody's got to do it, right?
Maybe Jaden can teach you some breathing exercises.
I mean, we've been working on it. You know, he did buy us pizza yesterday. That calmed everybody down pretty good. So that was nice.
That was good. Nice job, Jaden.
Jaden's doing a great job back there. Mike, my friend, I do appreciate you talking me off the ledge. You do bring the calm. And I'm going to plan to get out there Thursday. Didn't get a chance to make it today, but I'm going to try to get out there and see you, give you a big old hug on Thursday.
Is that what it is? You mean come and fight me and give me a big old?
That's the plan.
Is that how you expect me to calm you down?
Yes, that's the new thing. I just put a head on the shoulder and away we go. And it won't be weird at all. People will look at it and be fine. It'll be fine.
If you cry, I'm pushing you away.
Mike, my friend, appreciate you as always. I love your stuff. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Hey, you bet. And just, I would be remiss if I didn't say again, congratulations on your recognition and the award.
Mike, I appreciate it. I mean, it's like I told, we had our Broncos guy on earlier today, and it's you guys, these great insiders that are out there, you know, pounding the ground, getting out there and bringing these great this great insight to the program. Couldn't do it without you, my friend.
Bring in the calm. That's all we're doing.
I'm getting a Hawaiian t-shirt made of that, by the way.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. I would wear it, as you know.
All right, my man. There it is. Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I feel like I'm not that. Am I that crazy here? Am I that concerned? I'm not that concerned, Jades. But a little concerned? I mean, Deshaun Thomas was a good piece. Kendall Moore, good piece. And Kendall Moore had some big moments late in that season. That Utah State game's coming to mind. But are those guys irreplaceable? Probably not. David Roddy is, though. So, like, if David Roddy doesn't come back and, you know, you don't get any big names that we know. And, again, a lot of times they're not big names until they're big names. We might see a couple of guys in the transfer portal that come to CSU. And maybe, I mean, Chandler Jacobs we thought would be a good piece, but he wasn't coming from a D1 school. So how are we supposed to know what kind of player he was? He turned out to be a hell of a player and a better guy. So Mike's right about that. Like, they're looking for the right guys that fit their program. They're not going to rush into this. And there's plenty of players in the transfer portal. The Kendall Moore thing just, I don't know, man. It just left a bad taste in my mouth. So how do you guys feel about it? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. Let's see where we are. Let's see where we are in this. It was 51% of the Hooligans saying yes. And now it's back to 50-50. So this is gone. It was like 80% yes this morning. And then it kind of calmed down. The no's started coming in. Mike Broward calmed some people down, I'm guessing. And then they came in and said no. Now it's back to 50-50. So go vote at thewholeshow.com. Tell me what you think. 38 minutes after the hour, Nuggets, Golden State have some history. And it ended a certain Nuggets run a few years back with George Karl and Masai Ujiri and Danilo Gallinari. All that stuff. I want to talk about that. And what it's going to take for Denver to be able to pull off the upset against the Golden State Warriors, at least game one on Saturday, and the entire series. 38 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.